It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the phone, I have Representative Christine Watkins calling us from the Utah State Capitol with our legislative update. It's Monday, so we're going to talk about some of the things that are coming up this week and a couple of bills that we should be on the lookout for. Representative Watkins, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today.
Oh, I'm so glad to be able to talk to you. Thank you.
Anytime. And once again, thank you so much. Now, let's talk about some of the big news from the state capitol this week. Your partitions are coming down in the House of Representatives this week.
Yeah, they actually are down. I received an email Friday on my way home that said, because of the difficulty of hearing each other and seeing each other, and plus we had been in for 3 weeks, we'd have no major outbreaks of the virus, that if we wanted it down, but they were going to do it this last weekend, that we could have it down. And, you know, Saturday was Ronald Reagan's birthday. So it was so funny to me because it came to my mind of Ronald Reagan out there saying, "Mr. Gorbachev, take this wall down." So I wanted to say, "Mr. Speaker, take these partitions down."
Well, and you know what?
And we're gone.
Well, that's true. And you know what? Like you were saying, it helps because it was very loud. Because you were actually saying before we came on the air, we were talking about it, that it actually got louder in the chambers because you couldn't hear each other. Sometimes I'm sure there's a little bit of a glare that you can't see that well through them sometimes. But one thing that you've got to look at, and you know, you hate to jump the gun on these kinds of things, but do some of the representatives look at it as like step one to maybe getting back to a normal way of doing things?
Well, and it's a baby step. It doesn't sound like much, but it is a baby step. We get tested. We can be tested every day or every other day. Our interns have to be tested every day. And it's just a quick little test, so it's not painful or, you know, up into your brain or anything. And I do it 3 or 4 times a week. And like I said, my intern has to do it every day. And we've had no big outbreaks. Everybody's been adult, worn their masks, and we sanitize everything. We've got hand sanitizer and wipes everywhere. So we are very, very careful, and I think we have shown that we could probably do this. So those petitions are being donated to the Salt Lake City School District so they can use them in classrooms. And there were a few legislators who chose to keep them up, which is totally their right, and we certainly respect them for that. So we're all trying to be careful. No one wants to have it start being spread because we would be shut down. And we want to be able to get our business done that needs to be done, and we've only got, you know, 3 weeks and 4 days left. Well, actually, 3 weeks and 3 days, because we have a holiday on Monday, a week from today. And so we want to get this done and be able to leave. And we still have one rep that's getting out of the hospital today. He got it before the session. And another rep got it before the session, and he's still in the hospital. And we are very concerned about him, and hope that he can kick it. He's been there the whole time we've been in session.
All right. So we've got that coming down. And yeah, once again, it's just one more step. And it, as you said, it is a baby step, but it's a step in the right direction. Let's dive right into bills that are going on this week. How about House Bill 177, Health Education Amendments Bill, that's in the House right now?
Yeah, and we'll be listening to that this afternoon in my education committee. And I honestly can't tell you whether it's going to make it out or not, because this one's pretty controversial. And it deals with sex education in the schools. And the sponsor of the bill originally had it so that they would be required to be taught about consent, and including what does not constitute consent, and sexual violence behavior prevention and sexual assault resource strategies. And people kind of blew up because she was starting in first grade. And they were like, no, we don't think this is appropriate for first graders. So literally, I've received phone calls, texts, emails in the hundreds about this bill. And with the exception of three, they've all been against it. So she's already done two substitutes. So it'll be interesting to go into committee. I've read the original bill and the second substitute. I'm still not sure that I can support this, especially the way it started out. I'm like, boy, is this a slippery slope or what? So I'm going to listen to the committee, to the sponsor's description of it. But at this point, I don't think I'm going to support it. I think there needs to be much more discussion and thoughtful thought put into this one.
All right, and that's what this is all about, is trying to make it a bill that works for everybody, right? That's what these committees are all about.
Yes.
Okay. Another one that is out there is a Senate Bill 168, which is a designated vehicle route amendment, and this really deals with cities and towns that are located close to national parks or tourist areas, right?
Right. And there's about like 18 cities that this is going to include, but they don't tell me which cities they are in the bill, and at least the one I have. And so we'll be talking about this one probably in natural resources tomorrow. And it's very expensive. It really is. It comes from Moab, from Grand County, and they kind of been overrun with noisy ATVs, UTVs, and because they are, if they're licensed, they're legal, and they also have businesses down there that rent them out, so they are legal. Sometimes when people bring their own, they've been modified, so they're noisier. And so a lot of people in Moab have said, you know, we're really tired of this noise, because they have not only cars but semis going through their community. And I'm telling you, they have thousands every week of semis going through their community, because there's no place else for these people, the semis, to go. So they're just sort of done with the noise. So, but yet it's legal. So they want to be able to control it. What they're saying is, we don't want people on the roads from 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. And but I will tell you, I do know that their ultimate goal is to totally ban ATVs and UTVs in Grand County. They just don't want them at all.
And this is just one way of getting them off the streets.
Right.
And that when we were talking about this, you said that it's really about the noise level and those kinds of things that it brings into the town, because you've got all these machines out there that are modified that are actually made to be louder. And it's kind of like it's a slippery slope as well, because as you said, there's businesses that are in town that rent them. And I don't know how that would work when people can go downtown and rent them and just drive them on the streets through there. Have you heard anything from like businesses or anything in that area that rent them, that are showing any kind of opposition or anything like that?
Oh, yes, yes. I've had several group phone calls from the businesses that do this. And what they usually do from these businesses is they rent them, but they do a little tour with that rental. And of course, they're following the rules, and they're not going fast through town, because the faster you go, the louder they become. So they're trying to stop people from going off trails, trying to get them to slow down. They want to stay in business. It's people who bring their own vehicles from out of the county who come in and think that they can do whatever they want. So it's quite a quandary for the city and county of Moab and Grand County. And so I think there needs to be some educating that goes on, even more so than what they do. Grand County is already shutting down a lot of the activities that they do in the spring. And I do know their ultimate goal is that you can only ride a bike, walk, and that's about it. They want everything to be quiet. You know, they're a black sky community. They want to be very, very, I don't want to say environmentally friendly, because I think it's an environmental, sometimes extreme. They started out one way, and now they want to reverse course and go a different way. So at this stage, I mean, I've had people say, please, please, please support the bill. I've also had businesses and other people from our county who have said, please don't. We like to go down there. So I think there's some education, some other things that need to go into place. And again, I will listen to the sponsor, see what he says, and how he looks at this issue for Grand County.
All right. Representative Watkins, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it, and we'll catch up with you later this week, okay?
Okay, thank you. Right. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. That's Representative Christine Watkins with our legislative update. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, as well as listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.